Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for more propaganda? Well, you're in the wrong place at the right time. Columbo Chronicles is for critical thinkers. Let's welcome the consumer advocate for justice. Here's the Rose, Rose Columbo.
Hi, everyone. It's the Rose, Rose Columbo, right here for you. And it's every Wednesday from usually 12 to 1 p.m., but we had a technical problem today, so we're doing 1 to 2 p.m. today, but we'll be back on schedule next week, 12 to 1. And so those things happen with all this advanced technology. Only God knows if it's actually simpler or better or if it's more stress. Who knows? But anyway, we have a fantastic show for you today. And we have a returning guest. Her name is Joyce Alexander Black. She's a native of Southern California. She holds a master's degree in clinical psychology with a pre-med background, specializes in individual couples, family therapy, coaching. She works with organizations as well as the YMCA, child fostering services, schools, hospice training. And she works with adults and couples. She has training in NLP master practitioner, as well as hypnotherapist and stress management coach. Boy, do we all need that. She has worked at Disney, Paramount, NBC, ABC, Universal Studios, and more. She has worked and lives international between London, England, and Los Angeles, California. So lucky us, because she happens to be in Los Angeles. She has been awarded the Irwin International Writers Award, and she has been published in two books, Chopped Liver and the Spirit of David, currently finishing her book on relationships and communication, and she hopes it to be out soon. She has, so many, many interesting things she's done. She has an extensive experience in Hollywood producing, presenting TV shows, seminars on a variety of psychology-related topics, such as stress management and bereavement, very important, and communication with relationships. Joyce Alexander produced a series of self-help audio recordings, records, CDs, and you can find it at iTunes and her website if you want to check out her audios and her information. Just go to Alexander Black, JoyceAlexanderBlack.com, and you will find her there and pick up a few audios, because we all can use that stress management for sure, or whatever other issues you're seeking today. And we're going to enter into the world of authors and experts in just a moment. And actually, it is part of the Justice Club, because I've included that back into Columbo Chronicles, because there are so many injustices happening around the world, and that includes Israel, Hamas, Palestine, and America, and of course the rest of the world, but we are the focus. And so I want to discuss today and find out her thoughts on if there is a possibility, a hope, there's always hope, some type of communication that maybe leaders need to learn or remember that's their duty and their job, and diplomacy to reach out to leaders of foreign enemy nations and foreign enemies inside our own country, whether they be foreign or domestic. To communicate how important it is to create more love and peace in the world and bring back the world into a neutral state so that these wars can come to an end and innocent people aren't being killed, tortured, kidnapped, whatever, including babies, children, elderly, grandma, grandpa. We need to bring this issue of communication to the table, because we hear a lot of bashing in Washington, D.C., in other countries, bashing America, bashing Israel, bashing Europe, bashing Canada. We need to start using our minds, our brains, our critical thinking, and stop allowing CEOs of social media to control the freedom of speech in America and our critical thinking, and AI gurus from ending our critical thinking and indoctrinating children into specific beliefs, because that's what they do in those foreign nations from the time they're toddlers. They don't have critical thinking. They are indoctrinated, and that is what they memorize, and that is what is rooted into their minds, bodies, and souls. So the question today is, can that be turned around and bring more love and peace and human connection as human beings into the world? Because remember, Hitler said all his enemies, which were Jews, Christians too, and many Germans who he felt were non-humans because they were maybe mentally or physically challenged. He said they were non-humans. So that mentality is very serious. And so we're going to discuss some of these issues today and see if we can bring some communication into our beautiful world that God created. So I want to tell you about an important book, though, and it is about humanitarian issues and survival and protection of sovereign nations, but it's in a fictional political satire, and it's an adventure story with Professor Noah, chosen to go on this mission across the oceans and to remote where no human has been, to find the lost tablet and the legacy of the Judeo-Christian dinosaur nation and how they suffered depopulation and extinction. And critics say that readers will be very concerned about their humanity and survival when they read Obamasaurus, the International Irwin Award winner and five-star review. And then we're going to join our guest, and we're going to enter into the world of authors and experts in just a moment.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Colombo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world, written with an Orwellian twist. Will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Colombo, available at Amazon.com.
The Justice Club is back on Colombo Chronicles live podcast. Join Rose Colombo at noon and find out what tips she will provide in a world of little justice.
Colombo Chronicles live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles live.
That's right. Listen up, because now we are going to join our fabulous guest, Joyce Alexander Black. And she, like I told you, is an MA, and we are very fortunate to have her on the show. She has been a repeat guest because communication, in my opinion, and critical thinking is extremely important, and it doesn't just end in America. It needs to be reminded to leaders around the world how important diplomacy is and communication, and to in Western civilization, to end this shut up, speak down, and be quiet and do as your dictators tell you. They are not dictators. They are elected, and they are appointed and paid by the people, and they need to listen to the people who are the government. They are not the government, and the will of the people is to be able to exercise constitutional rights to freedom of speech, opinion, press, and to protest peacefully, assemble peacefully, and to use their critical thinking and ask questions. So let's just say hello to Joyce Alexander Black and welcome her to Colombo Chronicles, and hope she's having a nice day. Hi, Joyce. How are you doing today?
Hi, Rose. Doing really good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm just trying to figure out why we're being silenced, you know, because that is not a good thing in today's world when there's so many issues going on, right?
We are living in an extremely different world than ever before. And, you know, I would say that the first thing is just to always remember that in any given situation, you have an opportunity to make a choice of looking at it from the good or not good. For example, in any time you have, let's say, you know, a flat tire or something like that, you can focus on the flat tire and being, oh, this ruined my day and I'm late and all these other negative things. Or you can say, wow, this is, you know, a flat tire. Thank God it wasn't anything worse. No one's hurt. Whatever the scenario, just like there's always a way to say, okay, how can I make the most of this situation? Be proactive because, you know, we live in a time where also there's a lot of anger. And we have the ability to control our anger, or anger controls us. And there's a lot of things besides the war that's going on. There's also people being financially having lots of issues. So that adds to anger, that adds to stress. So you can control your stress, you know, a good portion of it, if you put your like hand on your heart. And if you feel like, okay, my breath is going really fast, just slow it down. Just take a minute and then say, okay, I've slowed it down. Now
I agree with that. Slowing down is important, to take a few minutes and just take a breath and relax. Especially you can do that at the office. You can do that at home. You can do that anywhere. But Joyce, today we are seeing this these wars that are recurring, and people don't have a place to go because their homes are being destroyed and their businesses, and there's plenty of stress in war zones. So I wanted to talk about Israel and Hamas and Al Qaeda a little bit, and who trains Hamas and ISIS, and they're under the umbrella of the Muslim Brotherhood Care Organization, whose stated and written strategic goals, according to the FBI, are to wipe out Israel, America, and all of Western civilization through infiltration, overpopulation, and then domination. And so these are very important because there is no communication going on when there are wars. Obviously, innocent people, men, women, children, babies, can get tortured or killed and injured for life who were once healthy. And then, of course, your financial and your shelter and all the necessities of life are wiped out, causing a lot of stress. So my question to you today is, do you believe that communication is that the leaders are able to compromise and communicate in today's world, not just in America, but in these foreign nations, foreign enemy or foreign friendly nations, who seek to speak to or communicate with those who are determined and committed to an armed resistance against Israel and the creation of an Islamic Palestinian state in Israel's place? Because Hamas has been the de facto governing body in the Gaza Strip since 2007, they say, when it ousted the Palestinian Authority from power. So Egypt had enslaved the Jews, and then they were freed. They got themselves freed, and they were led to Israel, which is a small strip of land. And they are a state, approved by the United Nations and the world of Western civilization anyway. So how on earth can our leaders or European leaders, Canadian leaders, who are many now of our citizens, are marching for this pro-Hamas movement? And it's very shocking to me and to many Christians and Catholics and Christian denominations, because Jesus was born in Bethlehem, and his family lived in Jerusalem, and he traveled in the Middle East, and he was a Jew, and his family was a Jew. So in my opinion, it's not just about the Jews, because it also links to the Christians and the Bible and the written and stated strategic goal of the Muslim Brotherhood, which is not just to wipe out the Jews, but also wipe out America and Christians. So on that note, let me know what you think in our audience.
Thank you. That's a, you know, many, many different questions there. So I'm not sure if I'll get it all. If I miss something, please let me know. But one of the things that I was just thinking about when you were introducing me and talking about what's happening, and you're talking a little bit about Hitler, and I don't know if you've ever read this book called For Your Own Good. And I read this when I was in grad school, and it was so profound, by Alice Miller. I read every single book she's ever written. And it talks about, how did Hitler become Hitler? Like, he was just a boy. So what made him turn into this person? Why did he want to kill all these mentally ill people? And it talked about how different things happened in his childhood. Like, I'll just give a couple examples. Like, he didn't like oatmeal. So his stepfather told his mother, make him cereal or eggs or something like that, but put a little bit of oatmeal in it. And then every week, increase it. And then it was only oatmeal or no food. And it was so barbaric, so harmful. And it was one thing after another, after another. And one of the things I believe I read, and this was quite a long time ago, was the way that he knew he was going to have sex, and he's getting to that age. So he hired a very fat woman that was not very attractive, and she would come over once a week and give him a bath in the nude. And this is how the father maintained control. So there's so many things to this book. I think you would love to read it, because I know you would, your personality would love that. But I'll send you a link. But the point is that how do people, beautiful little babies, are born innocent, you know, with hope and happiness, and how do they turn into these people? Well, this is where it goes to a couple things. For example, they know how we think. We don't know how they think. We were not, most of us, brought up in a situation where we're beaten up all the time, where we're told we're terrible, and the only thing we do is to know to murder the Jewish people or the state of Israel. It's just very barbaric. It's like we didn't wonder when 9/11 happened, how did they get that? I mean, we did a little bit, how did they get that way? But it's more of like, we need to stop this. But the problem is we didn't learn to stop. And the different things that happened was one thing after another. All these different groups of people were allowed all over the world, and this word infiltrated. In a way, that's what I heard. I heard this man, as I was saying before in the other show, was that about this man who was in Canada, and he became a citizen, and he said, we're infiltrating Canada. We're just not letting you know that we're here. And when we decide to let you know, you will know. And we're here to go after the world. It's a 100-year plan, and it's happening all over the world. How did they get away with being horrible to the Jewish students? this is not American way. This is not any, like, this is not how we were raised as Americans. We are given critical thinking skills. We're given communication and kindness and understanding of people's differences. But when you look at in time, when financially the economy is going down, that's what happened before Hitler got into power. The economy was going low, and then he got into making all the trains, and he did a lot of things that then brought money. He got these very expensive suits for people that they never would afford if they became a Nazi. So it's like he learned the mentality of what's needed to control. And that's and they read his books, Hitler's books, and this is what a lot of this stuff is about. I've been watching Hamas's son. He's doing amazing. He's talking about all over the internet that this is Hamas's fault. This is ISIS. This is something that you have to be aware of because Israel is fighting the war for the world. Because if Israel does not win, they're going to go somewhere else, and they're going to go everywhere else. And it's like tasting blood. If you're allowed to kill, rape, burn babies, take hostages, and the world is saying, well, it's not, we don't really notice it that much. We're pulling down signs that say there's hostages that are been taken. When that starts to happen, that's what they encourage. They encourage anti-Semitism. So this gives them the power. And they're very smart, and they're very subtle. They know what is going to upset people. They know that they can push people to be anti-Semitic. If this was someone black or Chinese, they would never be able to get away with saying this, or gay or Muslim. But they do with Jewish people, and that's what really bothers me. Is like,
but I
after
think I want to say something right there, because it's not just the Jews though; it's the Jews they're using to get to the Christians, to get to the gays, because all of these people, according to their written and stated strategic ideologies and their goals, is to wipe out all of Western civilization, and the gays are on their list. And I see the gays marching in America with this squad in their pro-Palestinian cause. And I'm like, why do we have a squad in our United States Congress who does not represent peace and love and crimes against humanity, representing the majority of Americans, or supposed to represent all Americans? They don't represent me. I'll tell you that. No. They do not represent me and what I believe in as the United States constitutional laws of this great nation and the Bill of Rights and our moral fabric that is being shredded along with the Constitution. And I don't think that the Americans who are pushing for pro-Palestinian Hamas causes or Muslim Brotherhood causes to take over the world through these fear tactics of kidnapping hostages and torturing people should be suppressed, oppressed, and depressed by mainstream media and the universities and our government.
Right. There's so many things that you said that was really good. One of the things, and the reason I laughed, was I was listening to this comedian saying, who's going to tell the gays and anyone who doesn't, you know, who's not clear on if they're bisexual, homosexual, Hamas has no time for this. They just kill people. That's just not, if you're gay, that's it. You're done. It's like they don't seem to even realize what they're doing. So they're holding this sign that says pro-Palestine, but they don't know what will happen to them if they do win. it's like what's happened is where, like, I was listening to what Susan said the other day, and one of the things she said is you don't need to know history. Well, that's ridiculous. Of course you need to know history. You have to understand this, because otherwise it doesn't make sense. If you listen to Hillary Clinton, and she talks about how her and Bill were tried to do this this peace deal, and Hamas rejected it. She did it again. They rejected it. They weren't interested in that. Now, here's another. See, I really like questions. So, like, think about this. Hamas knew what they're planning to do with all the horrible things that they did in Israel. They did not keep their people, the Palestinians, safe from war. They knew Israel would go to war with them. They're not going to, you know, sit back and just, this is what they did was barbaric. It was so horrible they couldn't even show it on the news. This, they have to be like, only people who are high up can watch what happened. It's so horrible. So think about that. So they knew they were going to go and do that. Then BBC went and said that it, and other news stations said it was Israel that bombed the hospital. Then they did an apology all over the internet saying, we're sorry, it wasn't Israel, it was Hamas. But then once it was Hamas, nobody made a notice. Then Israel has footage that their main headquarters are underneath hospitals and underneath children's schools and homes. So this is what they do. They use the human shields. And Hamas's son, you can Google him all over the internet, he actually says all about this. And he says, if you think this is just Israel, you're wrong. This is the starting point.
The one thing I want to say about the Hamas's son is that I attended a lecture with Oliver North, was the top guest speaker, and congressman. And then I believe it was Hamas's son who was jailed by the Israelis, and they treated him really good in the prison. I am not positive It was him, but I know it was a top son of a leader in the Middle East. And he said that they gave him a Bible, and he didn't have anything else to do. So he read the Bible, and he said the one phrase that changed him and he became converted was the statement in the Bible that said, love thy neighbor as you love yourself. And that just really boggled his mind, and he just became thirsty for more information on that, because here he was taught as a young kid to hate his neighbors, not love them. So he was just totally, his whole brain was changed just by that one sentence. How important are words that are positive, Joyce?
Huge. And I think that that's a very good point, because what I also heard from him was that he was, as a child, he was beaten up, and that was the way that they took control. You know, you're bad, beat you up, and then the only good you have in you is to go and be a terrorist. And what this really comes down to is there's so many people all over, and are we going to have this ability to have a one-to-one? I doubt it. But what we can do is by not letting them win. The other part that's really sad is seeing all these Palestinian babies. It's horrible. Nobody wants to see that. This war is really about good and evil, because at the end of the day, if they win, if terrorists win, this is what we know as our world is not going to be what it is. Everything's going to be changed. And I think it's important to ask questions, like people who are pro-Palestinian, like if they're gay, you know, do you know what the Palestinians' rules are if with someone who's gay? And they usually say no. And then you can have a conversation and say, well, so you're pro-Palestinian, and that means that if they win that you would die. You are okay with that? Oh, no. Okay, well, you may want to read a little bit about that. And
you may want to realize that you are marching for your own demise and that of all your fellow gay citizens,
friends,
in America and around the world.
Exactly.
Right?
And it's like, right. And if they, it's asking these questions to them to make them think, like, you know, why does Israel have a dome? Like, oh, they have this dome to stop missiles. Yeah, but why? The reason they have this dome is because Hamas keeps on sending these missiles, and it's the only way to protect the people. And why is it that schools and homes built in Israel has to have a I forgot the word, but it's like a place that you, like a bomb shelter. That's it, a bomb shelter. No, nobody else in the world has to have bomb shelters because they're always being bombed by Hamas. So it's like, let's start this conversation and have people think. And the first thing I would say is don't listen to anybody who tells you you don't need to know history. Yes, you do. And you never listen to one side. It's like working with couples. If I just listen to the wife, I think the guy was terrible. If I listen to the wife, I think the guy is terrible. If I listen to the both, I'd go, okay, this is what marriage is. People have challenges. And how do you communicate? How do you negotiate? You know, and that's what you build on in relationships. But what I think happens is, like, what kind of person would see a sign of a hostage and know in America we went through 9/11? And if you don't make a big deal, if they come to America again, this is going to be acceptable because you just allowed it and you tore off a sign. How do you sleep at night like that? Like,
well, 9/11, I want to say that our leaders are very negligent about 9/11 because there were Americans born on this soil in office who were promoting being tolerant and being politically correct. You cannot be tolerant and politically correct of extremists who are indoctrinated since they are babies into hating Christians and Jews, Catholics, and all denominations of those religions, because there's many, and there's multi-millions of people around the world. And so you cannot be tolerant of evil. And this is why we were founded on a Judeo-Christian foundation, because all our laws, including the framers, used the Constitution, approved the Constitution and signed it under great risk of their lives, rooted from the Bible and the Ten Commandments, and that created a conscience for kids, because kids used to memorize the Ten Commandments. They used to say the Pledge of Allegiance. They used to sing the Star-Spangled Banner, place their hand on their heart for the national anthem. And this is a very slow movement since 2001, that in 2009, there were politicians who diverted our taxes to bring Hamas into the USA, and sympathetic Palestinians who were sympathetic to Hamas and to these extremist groups and their cause, because they were, I'm not trying to offend anybody, but that's their culture, was to be educated and indoctrinated into those ideologies that the Muslim Brotherhood and CARE ideology state, that Israel is the little Satan and America is the big Satan. And we are not. I mean, we are human beings who welcome legal Americans to stand in line and become U.S. citizens with the loyalty and taking the oath honestly to assimilate as Americans. And this is a big problem in America now. We don't know who is who. So
right,
this whole thing has just turned into a nightmare, right?
Yeah, what you're saying is all very important, and it's really true. And, you know, there's a couple things on that. Like, most Muslims are great, and it's not a problem. But you can't, like, you know, there's so many, and they're appalled by this. But the point is, if you look like at Israel, you look at the map, you have huge Egypt, you have Jordan huge, you have Iran, you know, Iraq, it's huge. And Israel is a little dot, but what they do on the TV, they make it really big, so it looks like it's really big. It's smaller than California. So, like, relatively getting that concept. The other thing is, going back to, and talking about different other cultures, you're right. Like, Hitler went after blacks, went after Jews, mainly Jews, but also blacks, also disabled, lots of different people. And people think somehow that this will be, they'll be safe. There's no safety after this. Think about this. Mm-mm. The people are taking off signs of hostages. Never, ever would I ever think that in any world that people would be okay with it. And I don't know, maybe they're being told, don't say anything. And at one point, what's going to happen when they decide to get violent? And then people are going to say, well, we didn't know. How could you not know? All the signs are there. They're talking about it. And like that thing that they say, you know, from the river to the sea, that's another question. There was these people asking them and going, you know, do you know what that means? Do you know what a genocide means? And they're like, no, not really. So a lot of people don't even know what that word means. So that's interesting. That's like, okay, well, you should know what that is because your sign that you're carrying says about that. And from the river to the sea is from the river to the sea means that, you know, genocide, killing of all the Jewish people and Israel. They're like, oh, well, but they're killing the babies. And it's like, they're not. They're defending themselves. And Hamas put them there. And they're using them as human shields. And let's have this conversation. I mean, one of the things I think is really important is people who also, they say, well, I hate America. It's like, then go home. You don't have to stay. Go where you want to go. Don't be in a country.
I always say that. I've always said that. I've said, like, you know, the beauty of America is if you don't like it, whether you're an American born here or not, or you're an immigrant or illegal, you have the freedom to leave. In other countries, you can't leave. The CCP will even come here and track you if you're born in China. So in other countries, you can't ever leave because they're going to track you. But in America, you are free to leave because we only want loyal Americans, whether you're naturalized or natural born, who love our country because this is our homeland. And when we say homeland, a home has a family, and a family in hard times must work together. And if we have 40 million unidentified people, and that's the difference now, we are not against immigration. I am for immigration because that's how the country began, other than the Native American Indians. And we required legal immigration so we can identify. If we, the American people, must show our ID to a police officer or else we could be arrested, if we have to buy, if we go to buy wine or cigarettes, we have to show our ID. If you're in a bar, you have to show, or going into a bar, you have to show your ID if you're even 100. But as long as you're an American, so you cannot trespass on government property that says restricted or requires identification, and you have to show it to go into the building. Yet we have about 40 million illegals here without any identification. So
right.
How
but
are we
Rose,
supposed to know who is actually, just a someone who was illegally came to our country to try and do better, or if it's somebody that came here to do harm?
Well,
how do we
I
know
think
that?
That it's still right. So I think it starts with, it's not just America. This is all over the world. This is happening in Canada. It's happening in England. It's happening in Paris. It's happening in a lot of countries. However, interesting enough, I met someone who came back from Italy and said there's nothing like that in Italy. They just don't allow it. Imagine. Wow. So they felt safer there.
Well, I was in Italy in 2018, and I can tell you that they had a lot of
Well, I'm just saying now, whatever
people
it was
there, from third world nations that were never there before, and they would try to hide from the police. I saw that when they tried to sell their stuff, you know, on the street. But as soon as they saw police, they'd run and hide. And also, they do not tolerate anybody raising a flag. I saw this too, Joyce. They do not allow any foreign flag raised on, and I'm Italian, raised on the Italian soil. I mean, those officers were there so fast and told them, you take that down or we're going to arrest you. I saw it before my very eyes. I mean, they did not tolerate somebody trampling on their flag or raising a flag of a foreign nation on their flag, on their land.
Right. But what's really amazing now with all this, you know, this terrorist and these talks about genocide, it's from what this one woman told me, it's not happening in Italy. They're not allowing that. And she might have said Spain too, I'm not sure. But in any case, the reason I brought that up was that the question you were asking, like, how do we keep our countries and keep the world safe? Well, I think it starts with looking at these people and asking them, okay, so you want to use the word genocide like that? Maybe that's where your phone number should be taken. People are taking off signs. That's where your phone number and name should be taken. And if you say, I don't agree with this government, okay. I mean, a lot of Americans don't agree with the government currently and or the past ones. But the point is, if when you say words like, I hate it, or I don't like it and it's terrible, then please go home. Because if you're not like born in America, and even if you are, if you don't like it, go where you do like it. And this is, unfortunately, we're talking about an infiltration all over the world, because their plan is like 100 years to take over the world. So it's starting right now. And again, I think it's really important to remember, they know how we think. We don't know how they think, because somebody who could burn a baby, rape women, take hostages, murder all these people, you can't just go and say, well, it's happening over there and not here. It's like there is a horror that was so bad they can't put it on the news. So I would just say to people, you know, and I say this in couples counseling, you have to listen to both sides. I've said this to you when we talked about vaccines. You got to listen to both sides. Whatever it is that's happening in the world, if you think that you're right, talk to the other side. Listen to what they're saying. Give yourself the opportunity with three different people, and not just people, maybe listen to three, go call or speak to like three rabbis, or go on the internet and try to find what they would say. Go listen to different people who are pro-Palestine, but they're not for the genocide. Listen to people who are Hamas. What, like, as a human being, you look at the different ways that people rally. Like, look at the ways that the pro-Palestinian signs are and what they're talking about, death and murder. And you look at the rally that just happened in Washington, D.C., and you see people with prayer and singing and hope and, you know, faith. And it's not that hard to see, you know, good against evil here. And no one's perfect by any means. People are going to get it wrong, and countries for sure are going to get it wrong.
Joyce, when you are using children and women as suicide bombers, let's say, as shields, let's say, suicide shields, and strapping vests to them, I think that right there is a huge message to the world.
Yeah, they care about, they only care about what their end goal is. And it's all about men. It's definitely not about women. And it's a certain type of race. And
well, if you're going to use people as human shields, you are not thinking of them as humans. You're thinking of them as non-human. You no longer have humanity inside your soul, your mind, your spirit, your body. You have them as chattel and property and to be used and abused any way they want. I mean, you see them beating up their wives and stuff on videos. And, of course, they've taken a lot of that down on social media, but there's still some that pop up now and then in the news and on social media. And it's absolutely just scary. I don't care what anybody says. That is scary. And I'm not saying, you know, and it's so sad because I have friends who are beautiful people. I mean, beautiful from Iran, Turkey, and different countries. And they oppose all of that. They love America. And they just, you know, living good lives. And they're like, we don't want anything to do with that. We don't, you know, we don't want them to even know they exist, is what they've told me.
Right. Me as well. I have lots of friends who are very, are wonderful, wonderful people. And I think this is what, I think the thing you have to think about is, you know, what is your core belief system? And it's like, you know, it would make sense to me what you're saying, Rose, that people would sit there and use their critical thinking skills. And I know we always talk about critical thinking skills, but it really does always come up because if they did use their critical thinking skills and they said, okay, let's look at the different rallies. The one is, you know, with lots of, you know, they're talking about death and the murders and burning babies and rapes and hostages. And they're like, they're not dealing with that. They're denying that, even though it's very clear. And then you have another group and they're singing and praying and believing in hope. This is not similar. They're totally different. So why, I guess the question is, why is there so much hatred towards Jews? Is it
because if you don't have critical thinking, then you just have dictatorship and indoctrination and do as I say, sit down, shut up, and you know, either believe me or you're going to be punished, you know, either accept it or you're going to be punished if you dare speak up or ask questions. And I saw that in a university. I took a class, and I intentionally raised my hand and asked the question about, well, why can't you discuss Christian, Christianity and what happened? And he's like, oh, we'll talk about that after class. And I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, I knew why, because they can't. I mean, it's not that they wouldn't want, and this was a Christian university. And I'm just like, oh, okay, I get it, you know. Everybody's told to shut up, sit down and be quiet and teach what we tell you to teach. And that is scary in America. That is very scary when you cannot talk about Christianity, the kids, the students. They can't talk about how great America is, the real U.S. history, because we have to be, again, politically correct and not offend anyone. Well, they came here. We didn't go there.
Yes, and I agree with you. And the difference is, why is it that we have to be so sensitive to Muslims, but yet if it's Jewish, they're not? So, like, I was thinking about this, and I was thinking, well, why are they saying, why, where does all this hatred comes from? So in the Bible, it says that God went to all different, you know, religions and asked them if they wanted to the Jewish religion, and everyone said no, except the Jewish people. So did it start from that? And one of the things that it says is that you will be hated. You will be, you know, people will come after you. And the Jewish people still accepted it. Now, I mean, after Hitler, the Jewish people still rised up. And it's, I think the difference from that to now is when Hitler and all of these people, they had a very big problem with with morale. Obviously, this is what they did, and then they'd go home. They became lots of alcoholics, couldn't deal with what they did. And it was traumatizing for their spirit and their soul. The difference is with what's happening with Hamas, they're singing, they're dancing, they're celebrating, they're calling their mother, go, look what I did. You know, mom will be so proud of me. I killed 10 Jews today with my bare hands. I mean, this is from a situation where people are in such lack of human dignity. These basic concepts, even if whatever religion or if you're atheist, basic human needs, like you care for people, you don't kick a dog, you love a dog. There's things that define you as a human
being.
But
Joyce, this also goes back to ancient times where these ideologies haven't changed, and you know, there is, you know, they tried to sell us the Brooklyn Bridge and the snake oil when they, I don't know if you remember, in 2009 it started, and about, you know, all religions are the same, all countries, all people are the same, we're all one big kumbala. Well, we are not, and there are bad people in America too. There's bad people in every country. That's why we have legal immigration in the Constitution, federal and state laws, so we know who is identified and who is in our country and who is living next door to us and who's teaching our kids and who's in our government. We didn't have this problem before 2009. It began in 2001, but it accelerated in 2009, and it's gotten worse ever since. Who would have ever thought we were going to see the Palestinian flag raised above the U.S. flag and our flag being trampled on and torn down? I don't accept that. I am a natural-born American, and I don't accept it. I wouldn't do it in their country. And if you did it in their country, guess what would happen to them?
Exactly. And, you know, it's like I totally agree. I'm the same way. And when you have – I'm born and raised Southern Cal. When you have such an American spirit, and I know that other countries don't really understand it. It's different in being an American from with that American spirit. It's, you know, you see the American flag when you go to the gas station. You see it like the American flag unconsciously is all over the U.S. and it makes you feel proud and happy. And what they're also doing is they're saying, this is not what you should be doing. You should be doing what we want you to do and do our religion and do it our way, mm-hmm. or you won't be around. And no, this world is not, the only way this world can really stand up to what's happening is if we come together and we all wake up. And I think doing shows like this, I think talking to people and just asking them questions like, do you understand what this means? Like, why do you think that Hamas is a good thing? And some people, they thought Hamas was, that were their interview was Israeli. It's like, no, Hamas is the terrorist that attacked Israel. Most people are not educated in the way to even answer these questions. They're just, it's like the new thing. Let's go to rally and stand up and be with your friends and get your anger out from what's happening in your life and scream and yell.
Well, I think about it like this, Joyce. If you had 40 million pit bulls and they were all pretty dangerous, would you just let them into the country and just all along the borders? Would you just do that, knowing how dangerous they are? Or would you want to make sure that they're trained and they're friendly first,
right?
And
they're,
register them.
They're both.
I mean, they
right,
want
no.
us to chip our dogs so they can identify our dogs and our children. They want us to chip them, and yet. They don't care about 40 million people from third world nations who may be enemies of our country.
And so what is the answer now? Because they're already in. And that's the problem, is that, you know, we didn't have a big enough wall. You know, I'm not saying that that was the only answer, but I think that was good. And it was also interesting, I was reading something about Israel and Palestine, that Israel, the wall is not that strong in a couple areas, and Palestinians can go into Israel, but no Israeli can go into Palestine because they're afraid for their life.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I'm saying. Like I've said, you can't go walk illegally across their borders. You can't go over there and raise a U.S. flag. You can't go over there and start talking about Christianity. You can't go over to these countries and say, I'm going to run for office, and I live here. I want you to put me up in a hotel or give me housing, and I want you to give me food, and I want you to give me an iPhone, and I want you to educate me and my kids, and I want you to, send me a check every month, Social Security check or whatever, even though I'm not identified.
Of course. So here's another fact, that Hamas gets all this money, and they use their money for weapons and rockets. They don't use it to make the apartments or the hospitals. They don't give it to the people. So the people, the only place that they get to work mostly is Israel. So they go into Israel, that gives them jobs to work. So
what are they going to do if there's no Israel? Because guess what?
That's what they got.
There's no job.
No. What they're saying now is this. Now Israel's not letting us in because, of course, not. So now you've taken away even our earnings. Then the question is, well, why doesn't Jordan and Egypt? Well, they did let them in, and they saw that they're terrorists. So they were destroying their country. So they don't open their borders. They're right there. They're much bigger. How come they're not giving them water? How come they're not giving them electricity? All these things, when you put it together, it makes sense. But if you don't understand the whole story, which is very hard because you'd have to be very involved, it will take time to break this down. But it's asking those critical thinking skills, your critical questions, to give and build on critical thinking skills, you know?
Well, like, again, it goes back to our leaders. Our leaders know the truth. They have national security. National security knows the truth. FBI knows the truth. The CIA knows the truth. I mean, we pay them all to keep us safe, but we're not safe. Hello?
Oh, and I don't know why it's not, why don't they get up and say to the people who have news stations, look, you have to give both sides. You're creating anti-Semitism because you're only giving the side of the Palestinians and the Hamas. Why aren't you calling Hamas the terrorists? Why are you not doing that? So there's all these questions that I think that it really requires people writing letters. Like my cousin was telling me that the writing letters to the vice president, Kamala, to write letters to her office, let her know, this is what we think, this is what we need, because they're getting a lot of letters from the other side. So people who say, well, what can I do? Well, let's start doing something, you know, see
well,
if you can.
You made a
you
very
know,
good point. And the problem is that these people who are on the opposite side of what we're on, which is love and peace and restoring the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the rule of law, and this is a great republic, they aren't writing the letters. They aren't making the phone calls. It's the opposition who's making all the noise and getting all the attention from MSM and social media, and then our voices are being silent. So it is a huge problem, and I like your idea of somehow maybe we can work on getting people to write letters and make phone calls about the issues that are concerned to them. I really like that.
Definitely. All right. Well,
I think so. We can create our own movement, but we have to go now.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say, in order to help with stress management, to go onto my website, joycealexanderblack.com, or Amazon, iTunes, and I have two really great ones, one for children with stress because they really need it, and also adults. So thank you for having me on the show. You're wonderful, and I look forward to chatting with you again.
We will do it again. Thanks, Joyce. I love you. Bye-bye. And Joyce Alexander Black, MA, has left the building. Be sure to Google her name, Joyce Alexander Black, and look up her audio tapes, too. You're going to love them. And also get a copy of Obamasaurus, and that's political satire, and it will cause you to be very concerned as well as entertained on how the legacy of the Judeo-Christian dinosaur nations was depopulated and suffered extinction. So let's not let that happen in today's world. God bless you and God bless America. Remember, injustices can happen to you and they can happen to me. But together, and by the way, they did, but together we can make a positive difference. Remember that you are never alone when you tune in to Columbo Chronicles every Wednesday, noon to 1 p.m.
Well, my friends, time flies, and now is the time to say goodbye. Thanks so much for being part of the Columbo Chronicles family. You are appreciated. Please do it now. Bookmark. Push that like, share, and follow button. Oh, and don't forget to comment below and stay in touch. Make your family part of the Columbo family. Until next Wednesday at noon, remember, God loves you. And so does the Rose.